Now let's lead off with the top prosecutor in Central Illinois looking to implement more proactive strategies to reduce violent crime. WGLT's Eric Stock has the story.
John Millhiser became the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of Illinois last fall. One of his top priorities is to implement Project Safe Neighborhoods, a Justice Department initiative that aims to engage police and prosecutors to work with community leaders to curb gun and gang-related crime.
We want the community to understand and to work with law enforcement, and I think that will go a long way to making it a success.
Millhiser says the program hinges on building relationships, in particular helping build bonds between police and the public at a time when mistrust is real.
A community is more comfortable if, you know, they know that the police are there to help them and law enforcement is there to help them, which they are. And so that message needs to get out there. Unfortunately, on social media, and you watch certain things on TV, and they don't think that's the case.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Grist, a former McLean County prosecutor, is looking to help the county implement proactive strategies to address violent crime. He says the county's Criminal Justice Coordinating Council has already become a model for how communities can tackle complex problems. It will likely play a lead role. Grist says the program will have to look to community partners to see if their efforts are making a difference.
They'll tell us if it's working, and we need to, you know, through John's leadership, getting into, as prosecutors, getting into specific communities and looking at their individual needs, the communities will tell us.
Congress threatened to cut funding for the Safe Neighborhoods program earlier this year. Millhiser says the program is laying the groundwork through partnerships that it could continue without federal funding.
If there is grant money and funding available, that is a benefit. But I think it can also be very successful and can work to help a community even without that funding.
The Justice Department issues grants to police departments and other agencies that come up with creative ways to curb violent crime. Millhiser says that could include money for after-school housing and employment programs. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.